This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept in this month your every dua. Say Ameen. And allow for us moments in this month that better our trajectory in our lives towards Him and His pleasure, Allahumma Ameen. And contribute to the betterment of this ummah and its condition, Allahumma Ameen. So, we begin on our journey with the parables, the amthal of the Quran. And we said that these parables are stories. Actually, they're not even stories, they're snapshots, they're scenes that Allah Azza wa Jal strikes for us so that we may adopt for flawless perspective, to have the best perspective on life, on the world, on reality, on ourselves. The very first parable in the Quran, in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, is a parable that we had to rush through a few Ramadans ago during Taraweeh, which when we were speaking about nifaq, or the shades of hypocrisy. What happens when a heart hypocrisy creeps into it or ruins it altogether, may Allah forbid. And these are two parables, the parable of fire and the parable of rainfall. On the second page, second full page of Surah Al-Baqarah. And this is already very profound because fire is the source of light and rain is the source of life. And this Quran came down to be our light. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called a light. And of Allah's beautiful names, An-Nur, the light, the guiding light, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then life, coming with rainfall. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْهُدَى. The example of what Allah sent me with of guidance is like the example of غَيْثًا أَصَابَ أَرْضًا, a rainfall that came down when the earth needed it most, to quench a dry earth. And then some lands sort of dismissed the water, some lands held it for others, didn't benefit themselves, some land actually blossomed. So the greatest objective of this rainfall, which Allah sends down, is for our lives to blossom. However, when the heart became infected, it was a very different experience. So there are two parables. One of them for the full-blown, worst form of hypocrites that is hard to imagine, to be honest, in our day and age, because there isn't much worldly reason to pretend you're Muslim, and the major hypocrite is someone pretending to be Muslim while knowing they're not. Allah Azza wa Jal says about them, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. Their example is like the example of someone that seeks to kindle their torch from someone else. So they pick up faith from their fellow believer, right? فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَ مَا حَوْلَهُمْ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. And then when it was fully illuminated all around them, they're in the company of believers. In other words, not just the light of Allah, not just the light of the Messenger ﷺ, but they saw faith in action. They saw the enlightened believers around them, and they still didn't benefit from that. They still didn't. And so Allah says, He did away with their light. ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. The light is still on, but their light is off in the middle of that. May Allah protect us. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And He left them in darknesses where they can never see. Notice, they kindled a fire. He didn't say He did away with their fire. He said He did away with their light. So tucked in there is a threat that the heat and the smoke and the suffocation and the burning remain. صُمٌ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says deaf, dumb, and blind in the spiritual sense. They're a lost cause and they will never return. These are a people that are locked out of faith. But this is hard to imagine in our context living as minorities, because once again, why would you pretend to be Muslim? Right? Hard to imagine. Not impossible, but hard. The second example, the example of rainfall. Allah Azza wa Jal says, or the example of another shade of hypocrisy is كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Rainfall that comes down from the sky. It's supposed to make you blossom. But for them, because the receptacle, what they're receiving with is compromised, فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْقٌ. They experience it as darknesses and lightning and thunderclaps. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. That causing them to stick their fingers in their ears from the thunderclaps. The guidance is disturbing to them because they are torn in between. مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. Other verses say they're 1 foot here, 1 foot there. The guidance to them is disruptive to the comfort they wish they could have now before Jannah. It is sort of intrusive on their frivolous lifestyles, right? So they wish they could, but they can't stop. So they just try to close their ear to it. And then the next verse goes on to say, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. The lightning almost snatches away their eyesight. You can go like this all you want. The truth is glaring for these people. And it's so painful, it's so truthful, it's painful. Painfully true, we call it, right? كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ. And as I'm wrapping up quickly, every time the lightning flashes, and I always say, you know, when you take a picture, if you ever seen those award-winning photos, when the lightning flashes, even at night, it looks like it's daytime. If you've ever seen it, right? Every time the lightning meshawfi, they walk in the light. فَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. And then when it becomes dark again, becomes dark very fast again, they stop. Meaning of the signs that the heart is compromised is when your go stop in your faith. You hear the reminder, okay, I'm going to forgive the person. Okay, I'm going to pray my five. Or maybe you just start, or you take a few steps, then you stop again. That's of the most dangerous signs. But you know why? Because the very next line in these ayat is, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. And if Allah wants, He could get rid of the hearing and the sight altogether. You could be category one. Meaning these lightning flashes, they get farther apart until the flickering of the light stops happening altogether. And I say this, you know, we always say, like, be protective of the flickering flame. Be protective of the light of your faith. Think about Ramadan. Start your Ramadan with the end in mind. This is true. But we can also flip this on its head and say the opposite. That Ramadan is the month of lights. Protect this one light. Allah gave you at least one more. They're not unlimited. They're not guaranteed. Ask Allah to protect your light. Some of you have started already forgiving more graciously. Some of you have already started praying more regularly. Some of you have already started giving more generously. Some of you have already started dressing more appropriately. Protect it. Protect it now. There may be no more. And that is why the most frequent dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever was, Ya muqallib al-qulub, O turner of the heart, stabilize my heart. Stabilize my light for me. Stabilize my heart on your deen. Think about, you must believe this, brothers and sisters. I'm done. But we must believe. You came into Ramadan by invite only. At least one more illumination for us. You came into the masjid tonight by invitation only. No one's allowed in his house without his permission. So may we value that and appreciate it and make more out of it than ever before. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakallahu khayr.